contact@1360khnc.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll start out with Pope Francis has offered a visit with Russia, with Vladimir Putin, and this was out of the Kremlin earlier today, I believe it was, that Pope Francis expressed readiness to go to Moscow in order to meet with President Putin to discuss a peaceful settlement in a special denazification operation to liberate the Ukraine. The Security Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medvedev, he stated, the Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky does not need any peaceful settlement. For him, peace is the end. Zelensky, in the future, will keep begging the West for money and weapons, trying to prove he is still in the game, that he is the hope of the liberal world, that he is the last stronghold of European democracy, which a bear in a cotton paddle jacket wants to tear apart. So Pope Francis, he wants to take a trip to Russia. This is out of TASS, the Russian newspaper. This was in Rome today, early this morning. Pope Francis expressed readiness to go to Moscow in order to meet with Vladimir Putin to discuss settlement in Ukraine. And he goes on to state that we have not yet received a response and continue to insist, though I am concerned that Putin cannot and will not currently hold this meeting. He's correct. The reason he's correct is because for these reasons. Rome has insisted that the Orthodox Church and all of the Protestant or the protesting Protestants churches, especially the evangelical churches in the United States, cease to protest. Remember the protest that began in the 1500s when Martin Luther nailed his opposition to Catholicism and its traditions, and stated that it's by faith that we're, it's not by works, but by faith. I'm trying to think about it. Let me go on with this here, my thought. I don't want to get off here. So, the Catholic Church has been expecting the Protestant world to return to the Mother Church. So, cease the protesting, return to the one true church, the Catholic Church, and its papal order. Well, Vladimir Putin, it's justification by faith, is basically what Martin Luther was telling the Pope. It's not by works, but it's you're justified by faith in Jesus Christ. You're not justified by works. And Vladimir Putin, and this is my opinion, he doesn't recognize Pope Francis as the legitimate leader of the Catholic Church. Many Christians, many Catholics internationally, millions of Catholics internationally do not accept Pope Francis to be the legitimate Pope of the Catholic Church. He's a Jesuit. He is a betrayer. He's the Black Pope. And they consider the Vatican seat or the papal seat to be empty. Again, it's a position that millions of Catholics internationally hold. I know many in this audience probably won't accept that. It's okay. You don't have to accept it. But you must know that the Catholic Church is in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. It is the fourth church in chapter 2. It is the church of Thyatira. It is the oldest, one of the oldest, not the oldest. The Greek Orthodox or the Orthodox churches are older than the Catholic Church. But the Catholic Church pretty much had a coup and took the position as the head brother of the churches, of the seven churches. Thyatira. The Catholics, get your Catholic Bible, go to Revelation chapter 2, to the church in Thyatira, see what the Holy Spirit, see what Christ said about the Catholic Church. It's full of, I don't have it in front of me. There's witchcraft in the Catholic Church. So, also, with Vladimir Putin, he has a view of Joe Biden, Joe Black Biden. He does not consider Joe Biden to be the legitimate president of the once great nation of the United States of America. He doesn't consider Joe Biden to be the legitimate president. We'll be back with Rodriguez.
Hey listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
1360khmc.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360khmc.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khmc.com/shop.
The P.E. Gun Show, May 28th and 29th, is located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings sponsored by Elijah Hatch, running for Weld County Commissioner at Large. With CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of fellow patriots, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
There is no one, no nation, group of nations that can fight against this monster, that can fight against empire. It's impossible. This empire has become too powerful in all ways. There's not going to be any protesting. You can protest internationally. You can protest in this country. But you're not going to stop empire and her plans for world hegemony. In this nation, you are seeing the plans of the globalists now directing their focus on anyone in this country that will not go along with or speak against the global plans that we have for this country and for the nations. Vladimir Putin, he recognizes that Joe Biden is not the legitimate president. The nations of the world, the other presidents, prime ministers, the rulers of the nations of the world, they recognize that. They know Joe Biden is not the real president of this country. They know that. They know that he's in there temporarily. And as I stated yesterday, Joe Biden's shelf life is just about to expire. And I called Joe Black Biden, and I didn't do that accidentally. I did it intentionally. I am presenting it's a spiritual reference to America's descent into the black abyss before us. And Joe Black Biden, he is just bringing in twilight. He's ending the day. He is just announcing to the world that darkness is coming. He was brought in. He's ushered in. He's introduced to the world what the country has always been. Now it's evident as to what and who America is. America, as I had stated, and it's uncomfortable for me to say this, but you don't have to accept it, but at least I'm going to present it to you. This nation is going to be the seat of the coming Antichrist. I know that that's very difficult to even consider, but Joe Biden's shelf life, like I say, I had to use that term. Let me explain what shelf life is. This is from the dictionary. Okay, the shelf life is the length of time that a commodity, in this sense, let's say Joe Black Biden, the length of time that a commodity may be stored without becoming unfit for use. This man's time is coming. Very shortly, he's going to be unfit. You think he's unfit now? You wait. You're going to see how unfit this man is in the future. So without becoming unfit for use, consumption, or sale. In other words, it might refer to whether a commodity should no longer be on the pantry shelf. In our example, the pantry shelf is in front of the podium, speaking to the people of this country from his position as assuming he was president, which he's not. We know who the real ruler has been. He gave a presentation here almost 2 weeks ago where he stated that anyone speaking against the plans of this government, the New World Order government that's in place, should be locked up, should be silenced. He means more than that. They should be eliminated. So a commodity should no longer be on the pantry shelf, or is just no longer on a supermarket shelf, meaning before the nations of the world, unfit for sale, but not yet unfit for use. In other words, he can be used a little while longer. They need to get as much out of him as they can, because when Obama comes back, when Barry Satoro returns, Barry Satoro doesn't like to portray himself in a negative spotlight. If anything, should he, or when he returns, not should. I'm sorry for that. That was just a misspoke. I misspoke. When he returns, he may do everything possible to present himself to the people of this nation as a rider on a white horse, someone who is pure, his intentions are good, he's here for you, for the nation. But like he stated to the, the Academy years ago, that America has been and will be the global leader in the past, in the present, in the future. So I thought I would just present to you what I mean by Joe Biden, Joe Black Biden. Then there are changes, and these changes are required, meaning there has to be a replacement. And it's mandatory, or it's needed. It is vital for the globalists. Otherwise, their aims are going to be stalled, or they're going to be delayed longer. They don't like that Donald Trump won the election, because it put a big wrench. It put brought their plans not to a halt, but to a crawl. Donald Trump brought everything into slow motion. They cannot delay their plans any longer. It's not acceptable to them. Joe's replacement is not going to be a female. Many are hoping, some, not many, are hoping it could be Kamala Harris. Others, possibly Nancy. You could tell Nancy's alive because her arms, her hands, and her mouth, they're working together. So you know that when she's swinging her arms, you don't want to be within 6 foot. I mean, if you want to put a 6 foot, boundary around her, you better, because she could catch you. She'll slap you silly. You got to be careful. So America, as I've stated before, is never, ever going to have a female president. Now, this is going to probably upset some of you. Let's say that if fate had not intervened, Joseph Kennedy would have been president of this country. And if he wouldn't have been, because they found out he was anti-Semitic, plans were that his son, Joseph Jr., would become president. But as you heard last week, Ralph Epperson on the Wednesday program stated that Joseph Kennedy was in a remote-controlled aircraft, and that aircraft was detonated in the air, killing him. And as Ralph mentioned, I didn't know this, that it was Eleanor Roosevelt, the boy of the president. Was it Eleanor? Nah, that's his wife. But the son was in an adjoining aircraft and probably had the key to detonate the Kennedy plane, because Roosevelt did not want Joseph Kennedy Jr. to become president. That was Roosevelt's son. That position was going to be created for Roosevelt, for the boy. Well, Joseph Jr. is dead. Then you have John F. Kennedy. He becomes president, but he's assassinated. Then you have Robert. Robert should have been president, but he was assassinated. Fate, the hand of God, came in. Or God had to allow the wicked to do what they do, because prophecy has to be fulfilled. There couldn't be a Kennedy dynasty. There had to be others set in place. Eventually, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan. Reagan was to a great degree an outsider also. But the outsider family, the Kennedys, were eliminated. Then you go on into the future, you have Donald Trump. He was an outsider, still an outsider, never was an insider, though he was trained in the insider camp. He was prepped in their schools. He rubbed elbows with Democrat, Republican alike. He was involved in great real estate deals in New York City, a city that the Rockefeller family owned. They were offended because of that. This man, as a young boy, came out of nowhere with influence from his father and other people around him, and an insider becomes president. Well, if fate had not intervened again, I see Donald Trump would have had two uninterrupted terms. Then, after that, I think that you might have had the first female president, Ivanka. I think if fate hadn't intervened, and if it wasn't in the Bible, Ivanka would have become the first female president of this country. Now, I know that the Clinton camp, they're having a fit right now. They're going to go drink tonight. They're going to drink heavily. They're going to do all kinds of things tonight that you and I would never do. That's just what I feel could have happened if fate had not intervened. Now, again, never going to be a female president of this country. I'm not saying that there weren't some wives of some of the previous presidents that some of these wives had immense power over the decisions that some of their husbands, that those were in the Oval Office, they had sway over their husbands. That couldn't be true. Well, let's look at the sway that Hillary had over Bill when they were in Arkansas and while he was president. So yes, women can rule from behind the scenes. So, but again, there was never going to be a Miss Hillary Rodham Rockefeller Clinton. There was never going to be, because the Satan himself must obey Bible prophecies. And out of nowhere, Donald Trump, if there had been any other person, if it would have been Jeb Bush, if it would have been little Marco, if it would have been Ted, the whole host, Ben, anyone else, there was no one on that stage other than Donald Trump that had the hand of God on him, that had the ability as far as being able to debate this woman. You can't debate her. Her lies are much too powerful. I think it was in the second debate, or was it the final debate with Donald Trump? She made reference to he was colluding with the Russians. I don't remember if it was the second or third debate. She made reference that Don was, I think he called her corrupt Hillary. What was the term he used? But she stated that he was colluding with the Russians. Most people missed it. I didn't. Because I know when she's speaking, you better listen to what she's saying. So there was never going to be a Miss Hillary Rodham Rockefeller Clinton. Ms. Again, Satan must obey Bible prophecies, whether he likes it or not. And I think that I've been searching through the years over to see who Hillary's real father was. And some say that it was Nelson. In the Rockefeller family, David actually would have been had the higher position of high priest in that lineage, a high satanic priest. David would have had that position over Nelson. But the two of them working together in their occult priesthood, they were very powerful. So it could be that David is actually her real father. There are other thoughts out there. I can't get to them now because we're going to commercial. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Be back in a few minutes.
This is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Tehiwo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
gotspainter28@gmail.com, 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program The Pursuit of God on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Welcome back. So, again, shelf life. The length of time that a commodity may be stored without becoming unfit for use. And I'm afraid that the commodity that's in the White House, as the end of his shelf life is near. And the new plan, the new strategy of the globalists is going to be played out. That hand is going to be played out very soon. Now we wait, we watch, we see what happens. I don't know if he has another half a year. He definitely won't have two more years. The shelf life, he's expiring too quickly. The heat of the pressure of that position. Of course, he has so many people around him. The lying machine around him, covering, protecting, you know, they don't even make excuses for him. They don't know what to do. Now, I don't know if you heard that Nancy Pelosi, over the weekend, had slipped away. She left America, and she went to Ukraine to meet with Zelensky. Why would she meet with this Azov leader, the head of the Azov Nazi army leader, Vladimir Zelensky? Why would she go in an unannounced visit? What's up with that? But yes, she took off. And this is out of Bloomberg. She left. She was there on Saturday. Now, it's very... why she would go there and the dates in which she would be there, we're going to discuss. So Speaker Nancy Pelosi, U.S. House Speaker, she meets with President Zelensky on Saturday in an unannounced visit to Kyiv, telling him that your fight is a fight for everyone. She's second in line to the U.S. presidency, and she's become the highest-ranked American official to travel to that country since Russia's invasion. Blinken and Secretary Lloyd Austin were also with her. She said, "Our delegation traveled to Kyiv to send an unmistakable and resounding message to the entire world. America stands firmly with Ukraine." Hidden meaning? America, empire, is going to be with you, stand with you, work together to destroy Russia, because you will be part of the new global power structure in the future, Mr. Zelensky. And bow to me, bow to me. And he says, "Thank you for helping to protect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of our state." He tweeted that out. There's a video that shows Zelensky shaking hands with Pelosi and other U.S. lawmakers on the streets of Kyiv, including Democrats Gregory Meek of New York, Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff of California, Jason Crow of Colorado. Keep this man, Jason Crow, in your thinking. Jason Crow, is he going to be part of and be given a position in the coming global order in America? You don't travel with Nancy unless you're very powerful. Also was Jim McGovern of Massachusetts. Now, let's look at why would Nancy go over to that area on the 30th and 1st of May. So, number one, I had to think about this. We know that, and my question is she an intelligence operative on order, being given order from the global rising or the rising global empire? Was she given orders to go? Yes, she was. She was instrumental in making that decision. Then also, could she be one of a handful of Zelensky's handlers, making sure and being there to assure him that all is well on the Western Front? He's our man. He's the main player right now in the global agenda, because he's the one running that war for America in Ukraine against Russia, to make sure that he's stable enough to not deviate from the scheme or the plan or this operation. There are many reasons why she's there. Thirdly, why of all times April 30th and May 1st? Well, let's look at something here. Now, we know that years ago, Hillary would go to California and meet with a coven of witches. There was a caller to KHNC over 2 years ago, and she had the name of the coven where Hillary used to meet when she was with Bill in Arkansas. Larry Nichols was the one who brought this out. He would travel to California to meet with the coven of witches. And the caller that called into the station after the program told me the name of that coven is the Church of the Hateful Witches. The Church of the Hateful Witches. Well, there are powerful people in political position in California, females. Could they possibly be part of this same church? The Church of the Hateful Witches. Well, we don't know. Time will tell. But Nancy, we know, is she claims to be a Catholic in name only, nominal. Nominal meaning in name only. A professing Christian? Definitely not. So the occult holiday of, this is out of stillnessinthestorm.com. The occult holiday of April 30th is the May Day Eve, and May 1st is May Day Beltane. It's the festival of the Earth Mother, Isis, or Maypole. We'll continue that when we get back. So, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360KHNC.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
I'm telling you, everybody wants to rule the world. They all want to rule the world. So, you have the High Holy Day, occult day, of April 30th and May 1st. Maypole Day, April 30th and the following day, May 1st, two of the most important occult periods in the calendar year. This is the time of year when Baal or Bel was killed and sent into the underworld to be resurrected by his lover, sister. So it's the day that Adam Weishaupt started the Illuminati in 1776. What else happened in 1776? 110 years after the Sabbatean cult was formed in by satanic powers players in 1666. 1666, 110 years later, after the Sabbatean cult was formed. Why was she there on that day of all days? April 19th to May 1st. 13 days of sacrifice and ritual. It has a great significance. The occult calendar from April 19th to May 1st. Exactly 13 days. The number of regeneration. Regeneration. Are they starting something now that is never going to end? Yes. Is it possible that Nancy was there to participate in some type of important ritual, something hidden in the open? You see, in that in Ukraine, there's been a lot of witchcraft. The Azov Nazis and the nationalist Nazis, the other Nazi groups. To understand Nazism, you have to understand the occult, witchcraft, Satanism, sorcery, magic. You can't understand Nazism without bringing in the occult world. It's impossible. If you don't see that, you don't understand what the Nazi movement is. It's not just a move to bring in a superior race. It's more than that. So is the war in the Ukraine going to be elevated or raised or intensified to hasten American hegemonic plans? I believe it is. I think that she went to tell Zelensky, don't worry, we're going to intensify. Now we're finding out that the Ukraine war is actually the United States of America at war with Russia. We have another person fighting the war for us, other people, other nations, but it is a United States CIA, NSA, intelligence, political operation against Russia. Also, very soon, you're going to see that war shift even more from not just Russia, but to China and to the Asian nations. You'll see this in the future. Let's see. It's a full-fledged war on Russia by the United States. And last night, I don't know if you watched Tucker Carlson, and he reveals that the Ukraine war is the inevitable end stage of Russiagate. I don't know if you watched it. I know it's probably others have talked about it. I wasn't able to listen to news this morning. I may be rehearsing something you've already heard. I apologize, but I'll give you not just what Tucker said, but I'll give you a commentary. So Tucker states, quoting, here's a happy memory. By breakfast, really even brunch, on Election Day 2016, virtually nobody in Washington, D.C. thought Donald Trump could win, and they didn't think that because the entire press corps had been telling them for months that Trump had, as they always put it, literally no chance, not even as an abstract theoretical matter. This is a term I brought in last week that I've really studied. I've had to study it. It's called strategic unpredictability. You make your battle plans. You rehearse, you train. You bring in all the everything needed. You bring in intelligence. You bring in way to communicate. Your communication operations. You bring in bombs and missiles and planes and tanks and you name it. And you're going to win 10,000 against 100. and you come out a loser because the 100 had a better strategy, or the hand, an unseen hand was upon them. This is what happened in 2016. They had the press. They had the voting machines. They paid the people to vote. They resurrected the dead. They brought in hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of illegal voters. They bribed twisted arms. They did everything possible to put Hillary in position. In spite of all that they did with surveillance, Obama surveilling President Trump, his surveillance team, spying on the Trump administration, bringing in 8 years before that the IRS to investigate the Tea Party movement. The Tea Party movement shifted and became the Trump, the Trump loyalists. They planned, made their plans, they attacked, and strategic unpredictability took over, and they did not realize their objective. Going on with Tucker, this wasn't actually a race. In fact, come November 8th, you remember this, Trump was going to be drowned by a towering blue tsunami and swept away forever. But he wins, hands down. We need back to see what else happened in the economic world. Rick Rodriguez.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
We'll finish out today's program. Remember, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for The Present Truth. On the weekend, Sundays from 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, the radio church. You need to go to church. Don't go to some assembly out there. You come to 1360 KHNC on Sunday mornings. I'll tell you the truth. I'll let you know what's happening in the future. And not because I know what's happening, but because in the scripture, in the Bible, it's the only book in existence that will give you accurate predictions, forecasts of what's to come. It's always given accurate forecasts. It will continue to give accurate forecasts. This, it has forecast that there will be a time at the end of the world when Russia will be great, very great. And even the empire will not be able to destroy her. It is here. It has happened. You push Russia and she gets richer. You push Russia and she wins more political battles. You push Russia, she gets stronger because she has a destiny, not in Ukraine only, but in the mountains of Israel. So, and another reason why the New World Order must destroy her is because the banker control of the nations has ended. And the control that they had really going to the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds having a battle back and forth to see who was going to rule empire. Well, the Rockefellers brought in, initiated a plan called the petrodollar, and with that plan, they destroyed the hold that the Rothschilds had had for all those centuries. So the Rockefeller financial plan had come into existence. But now that financial plan has been, to the most part, is being destroyed by Russia, by China, by BRICS, by other nations of the world that are not going along that are not going along with the unipolar hegemony, world hegemony of the United States. So you have a Davos West, a Davos East. It has to be that way at the end of the world, where the bankers that have ruled the world no longer have the control that they once had, because in the world that we're going into, the East has to have a way to make it through the coming hardships, the Asian nations, the nations in South America, apart from the what is going to come into existence, the digital plan of the United States, hoping to be the plan that will rule all the nations of the world economically. No, there'll be other ways of commerce, and it won't be the Western banks any longer. They have, their shelf life also has ended. Their control, their rule is going down. Antichrist will basically rule the West, but he will not rule the East, Eastern nations, all the nations economically. He'll have to do that with bombs and bullets. He'll have to do that with tanks and Star Wars technology, but not with finances anymore. He will rob the nations of their wealth, but still they will have a way to exist financially in a new system that they're going to put in place. So we'll be back tomorrow. Podcast 1360khnc.com. Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a...
Do you have another brick through your window?
Or still unlucky from that broken mirror in your house?
If so, you should call Brett King at Glass Doctor at 970-616-3100.
Come see them for your home, auto, or business glass needs.
Again, that's 970-616-3100. And don't forget to ask Brett about their G12 program for their one-year warranty.
And if you mention that KHNC sent you, they'll give you a free bottle of glass cleaner.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.